Staying Alert. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. What can you do as a driver to avoid an accident with farm equipment moving on the same roadway as you? Yesterday, we discussed what farmers can do to avoid those accidents. Now, what about you? Rod Bain has more.
Mike Staten of Michigan State University Extension says in recent years, the number of collisions between farm equipment and motor vehicles on our nation's roadways has increased, with rear-end collisions being one of many factors connected to these types of accidents. Other factors include the terrain on the roadway and how that factors into visibility, the size of the piece of farm equipment, and the increase of traffic for both farm equipment and motor vehicles, as well as the distance each must travel to get to their destinations. Now, Staten first and foremost emphasizes both farmers and drivers can do their part to avoid these accidents. But what can you, the driver, do to prevent a collision with traveling farm equipment?
Look for flashing lights. Try to identify farm equipment. Be aware of this difference in closure time and react as soon as you can. And look for slow-moving vehicle signs on the back of the equipment. Should be about in the center of the piece of equipment. Should be 3 to 5 feet off the ground. And it'll be a triangle that's going to have red margins and an orange center. Very universal symbol that it's a slow-moving piece of equipment.
In addition, Staten advises motorists to be patient if they find themselves traveling behind a slow-moving piece of farm equipment.
The tractor operator will know that you're there and will try to pull over when they can. The trouble is some of our shoulders are soft or there might be obstacles and preventing them from pulling over. So just trust them to pull over when they can and then pass when it's safe.
And if your vehicle is following farm equipment, keep in mind that left-hand turns will be common as this equipment turns into a driveway or farm field. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Staying alert and being patient on our roadways. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.